Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks, Jacques, for presenting this document. I just wanted to put on the table one specific issue that has come up in Europe, which is these very recent court law cases about beneficial ownership in the area of direct companies, like in the parent subsidiary directive. Basically, they were saying that if the income is paid by the source state to a company located in a third state as an intermediary, and then that intermediary company passes on that income, that dividends, royalty, or interests, onto the resident state, onto a company located in a resident state, then if in the resident state they don't regard they think that there's a case of abuse, then in that case if in the source state they think that there is a case of an abuse, then the source state is not obliged to apply the beneficial ownership to treat that income, that payment, as the recipient of that income as a beneficial owner. So I guess that in this document we said that, and even in the OECD model, we are saying that if a payment is made to a company in a third state, and then that company acts as a nominee, just as an intermediary, and passes the income on to the residence company, you would still apply the beneficial owner. You would still treat the residence company as a beneficial owner. So that kind of goes against. So it's very contradictory to what the court law cases are now saying. So I was wondering how that could affect the future of the interpretation of this clause going forward. Some could argue that maybe court law cases from the European Court of Justice do not apply to developing countries, because most member states are not developing countries. However, all those member states have tax treaties with developing countries, and those developing countries will not want to go by the rules laid out in the OECD model or in the Court of Justice or by the Court of Justice decisions. So they will want to go by the rules established in the UN model. But for this matter, even this rule is even established in the OECD model too. So there's kind of a clash between what the model says and what the European Court of Justice says. So I don't know how you see that problem going forward. Thank you.